I'm Michael David McGuire. The show is Profiles. We're here in the studio in New York with Jonathan Baylor. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, there are so many diet and exercise books out there, most of which, no offense to anybody, tend to be a little on the scammy side. And when I first heard about you and your concept, I must say I thought, well, you know, here's another one of them. But as I get behind the science of losing weight, what you have to say makes a great deal of sense.
It's actually not my concept. We've been working with researchers at Harvard and UCLA and the Johns Hopkins Hospital for over the past decade.
Right.
And that's really where eat more, exercise less, smarter came from. Not from me, but from the most brilliant minds in the industry.
Well, and your ability to pull all of this stuff together, which is so logical when you get your mind wrapped around this new way of doing it. I mean, your interest in health and fitness, I mean, is this recent or is this a long-term process for you?
Well, 10 years ago, when this project started, I was actually a trainer.
A trainer at a gym,
yes,
right?
Yes, a personal trainer, exactly.
So what were your views on diet then?
Very, very traditional, eat less, exercise more, sort of schooled in that thinking and really became disillusioned with the traditional approach.
When you say disillusioned, what do you mean by disillusioned?
Well, disillusioned with obviously the more we exercise and the less we eat, the bigger their market is for things to help us do those very unnatural things.
Well, and also it's been proven that this business of eating less and exercising more, which of course the food industry and the gym industry puts on us, actually may be part of the obesity problem.
Absolutely. Just let's focus on exercising more for a second because it's the most obvious one. In the 50s,
right,
aerobics, the concept, didn't even exist. It wasn't until 1968 that the term aerobic exercise even became a concept. Now, obesity didn't even start to become a problem in this country until the late 70s. How can too little of something we didn't do any of before the problem be the cause of the problem?
And you know, that was one of the concepts in your book that really twisted my head around. And you point this out so well that when people weren't worried about diet in the 50s, mm-hmm. when there wasn't a gym on every corner, we did not have an obesity problem in the country.
Well, and call me crazy, but the idea that starvation is a desirable thing for us to pursue seems like a pretty new concept to me.
Well, you know, and when you say eat more, and I'm sure that there's someone listening right now that is thinking potato chips, baked potatoes, and cookies. And that's, of course, not what you mean, is it?
And that's the smarter aspect of eat more. It's not eat more dumber. It's eat more smarter. And that's, we were getting to the book of the talk of high quality food. Eat more high quality food.
And another concept that I think I already knew, but you put it in my mind in a different light, is how we look at starch and sugars. I mean, that really is one of the enemies in diet, is it not?
Well, it's, you know, starch and sugars are a great source of energy. But for most of us today, we're not short on energy. We don't need more energy. We need more nutrition. And if you look at the science, the problem with starch and sweeteners is that they're just very low in nutrition compared to the amount of calories they provide.
You know, one of the things when I've talked with docs and health professionals over the years, that others have pointed out to me that the box of Frosted Flakes, you are really not paying for the Frosted Flakes. You're paying for the box that it comes in.
Oh, absolutely. The more any food is processed, the higher the profit margin.
Well, that people will give this to their kids. You know, another story I'll share with you, a personal story, is I will go home and be with my family. It'll be a family gathering. And in my own family, they're giving the children Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to mention a brand name, by the way. They're giving these little children flavored water with sugar. I mean, which makes it sound really what it is.
Absolutely, what it is.
You know, something else. By the way, our guest is Jonathan Baylor. The book is The Smarter Science of Slim, and he says, I believe this: eat more, exercise less, but be smarter about it. In your book, there was a chart that I saw, and I'm struggling right now on the exact order, but it was like a better version of the food pyramid, but your chart wasn't really a pyramid. It was just bars, and at the top was vegetables, right, at the top?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and then below that was...
Actually,
burritos. I hope are in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's not a pyramid scheme like the thing we're actually pitched by the.
It's bogus. Absolutely.
We need 11 servings of starch and 5 servings of vegetables. We need to eat twice as much starch as vegetables. That just doesn't make sense to me.
But before we have to take a break, though, quickly run me through it. It's vegetables are the number one.
So it's non-starchy vegetables first, and then it's lean meats and fish, and then you're looking at fruits, nuts, and seeds. Then dairy and legumes, and then really cutting out as much as possible the starches and sweeteners.
But you're not saying no dairy, are you?
Absolutely not saying no dairy. It's just something that we're kind of on track with that, so we don't really need to think about it. The key thing is to eat more vegetables, nuts, seeds, lean meat, fish, all that kind of good stuff.
I can certainly live with that. Well, friends, our guest this show is Jonathan Baylor. His book is The Smarter Science of Slim. Eat more, believe it or not, exercise less, smarter. After this break, I want to get into something that I read in Jonathan Baylor's new book about the clog sink analogy. You're going to love this. I'm Michael David McGuire here at the studio in New York, back after these messages. The show is Profiles and live in the studio here in New York right now, Jonathan Baylor. And we're talking about his new book, The Smarter Science of Slim. Eat more, exercise less, smarter. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you.
What were you like as a little kid?
I was pretty goofy.
What do you mean by goofy?
I was probably a little bit obnoxious. I was obsessed with Superman, so I would run around in a Superman costume all the time, even to church. My parents would have to basically force me out of the Superman costume. Sometimes I even wore it under my Sunday clothes.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever told that on the radio before?
I have not, but there's plenty of childhood photos to back it up, that's for sure.
But you were lucky to have folks that would, let you do that.
Absolutely.
Now, had you outgrown that by the time you were 18 or 19?
Well, I think it was 16 or 17. It started to become a little awkward wearing that to high school. It made me who I am today. So,
but, when you got onto the research on diet and exercise, how old were you when you started that?
That would be my early 20s.
That's getting going pretty young. Jonathan, there's so much good stuff in your book, but the one that I myself really liked was the clogged sink analogy. As I remember it, you said that if you have a sink and it's clogged, it doesn't matter whether you put in a lot of water or a little bit of water, that sink will eventually overflow. And the analogy is, of course, fat in the body, correct?
That's exactly right.
And so the idea is if we are not eating the right foods, sugars and starch, right? Those are the bad guys.
Those are the worst offenders, yes.
Yeah, okay. So if we're eating the worst offenders, sugar and starch, that clogs up the body, and then if we try to lose calories by not eating, then our body thinks we're starving, so we put on more fat.
That's exactly right, Michael. The thing people need to remember is that simply creating the need to burn fat, starving ourselves, doesn't mean our body will burn fat. I need to regrow some hair that I've lost over the past 10 years, but my body doesn't have the ability to regrow that hair, so no hair growth for me. If our body has the quote-unquote need to burn fat because we're starving, But it's lost the ability, no fat loss for us.
Wait, what motivates you? I mean, you're so full of energy. I mean, that's not,
it's all that high quality food.
No, I mean, listen, for Jonathan Baylor, it sounds like I'm plugging the book, and that's not necessarily the purpose here. I guess if we sold books, that would be fine.
I would be fine with me.
You know, you seem to have a real passion for sharing this information with other people.
Well, Mike, I've been in the trenches of the traditional mindset of starve yourself and spend your life in the gym. And I've done that for years and years and years. And then when I actually started to geek out and read the science and talk to the actual experts, the people without marketing budgets and PR departments at researchers doing the actual research, what we've been told and what the science has proven are completely different things, completely different things. So yes, it actually gets to my core when, you know, parents are told, oh, feed your children this, it's healthy for them.
Well,
and it's not at all.
Well, by this, let's name it. We're talking about prepackaged pasta. We're talking about frosted flakes. We're talking about high starch, high sugar.
Absolutely.
Foods.
Well, and they're low in fat, and who cares? Like, if nuts and seeds are high in fat, but they're also high in nutrients and fiber. And then we hear, oh, but the frosted flakes are high in fiber. Well, not compared to vegetables. Vegetables, on average, have 7.7 times more fiber per gram than even whole grains, the best grains out there.
Well, and the enemy is not necessarily fat. It's the quality of the food that's going in your body.
Absolutely. Studies show that fat is actually very much correlated with satiety and food satisfying us. So if we try to cut out fat from our diet, studies show we'll actually end up eating way more calories because we'll never get satisfied with the food we're eating.
You know, something else I picked up from your book and from talking to you in person is that there is research now that seems to indicate that ancient humans, before the agricultural revolution, mm-hmm. were actually taller, healthier mm-hmm. than we are today.
Absolutely. It's very fascinating, in fact, because researchers, believe it or not, less than 0.1% of the world's population are still these hunter-gatherer type people, and they are free from all of the diseases plaguing us today. Heart disease, cardiovascular disease, those kinds of things. Even these individuals living into their 60s and 70s, they're still free from all these diseases of civilization. And the debut of civilization revolved around the introduction of starch and sweeteners into our diet. And if we get rid of those foods of civilization, the diseases of civilization, surprisingly enough, also go away.
The show is profiles. Our guest is Jonathan Baylor. Fascinating book, Smarter Science of Slim, Eat More, Exercise Less, Smarter. Something else I picked up from you was the concept of practical and permanent. Explain that to the folks listening as it relates to our diet.
Well, think about it, Mike, like you're driving in a car and you press the accelerator pedal to go 60 miles an hour.
Right.
Right? You got the simple analogy in our minds. If we take our foot off the pedal, well, we're just going to slow back down, right? Any type of diet or exercise program we go on, we've got to be able to do forever, or we're just going to revert back to our original state. No one can starve themselves forever, and no one can spend hours in the gym forever. So why in the heck are we told to do those things?
And with your plan, your book, the process that you lay out is a lifestyle change that will have a permanent effect. 30 seconds to go. Spell out a quick meal plan for those listening.
Take what you eat today, just double up on your main course, double up, triple up on your veggies, and cut out the starch. Fool yourself into being too full for the rolls and too full for dessert by eating so much of the main course, the real good stuff, and you'll be good to go.
And that's not the government pyramid scheme. We're talking about more vegetables, more fish, more protein, berries.
Just more good stuff.
And burritos.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not the cost-cutting rolls and rice and all that kind of cheap stuff. Just the good stuff. Focus on the good.
Final thought for anybody?
Final thought for everyone. It's about quality. It's not about quantity.
Jonathan Baylor, the book is The Smarter Science of Slim. Eat more, exercise less, smarter. Jonathan, thanks for being here in New York.
Absolutely a pleasure, Mike.
I'm Michael David McGuire. If you know someone who would be a great guest with us here at the studio in New York, call our network office in Los Angeles. That number is 323-656-3000. Have a great day and see you next time.